This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you were with us just last hour, the Houthi terrorists in Yemen, they do have missiles, obviously, but they have one F-5 fighter jet, which may not even actually function as a fighter jet. But don't be fooled by all that. Obviously, it could be rinky-dink in some ways, but they certainly have managed to hold hostage international shipping. Strikes by the U.S. and Britain, of course, hopefully degrading that. But one asked the question, why didn't they take it all out to begin with? Why are we still having extra strikes? They just hit a Greek ship on Tuesday, we understand. But folks, hopefully they will be unable to do any more damage here in the very, very near future. Folks, welcome to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we're going to be with you here for a whole nother hour. Do you believe that? Hour number four is kicking off. And again, the time flies by. Certainly when you're having fun, and we have been having fun on the program this morning, 949-822-7959. We'll open up the telephone lines here in the first part of this hour. Once again, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. If you'd like to opine or send us a message that way, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer and AM 930. Welcome to everybody along the GCN network, wherever you are this morning. We sure appreciate you being there, and we're glad to be here and spend some time with you. Okay, well, of course, you got the Houthis issue. And by the way, back in February of 2021, the Houthis were taken off of the terror group list from the United States. Joe Biden did that, or they told him that they did that. Who knows? Certainly President Trump had put them on that list. And now the U.S., we understand, is now considering and planning to put them back on the list. It only took them, attacking international shipping, U.S. naval forces, and so forth, in order to get them to actually do that. So at least maybe, there's a little bit of hope going on there for now. But, I don't know, don't hold your breath, but at least maybe it's a step in the right direction. Well, talking about stepping in the right direction, or actually I should say stepping in the wrong direction, MSNBC decided to make sure that if you happened to be watching them, then on the night of the Iowa caucus, that you would never see President Trump on there. And the reason being that they feel that it's their solemn duty to not broadcast Donald Trump. Here's Rachel Maddow explaining why they don't broadcast Donald Trump, and we'll get your reaction to that.
That evangelical Christians in Iowa meant it. Turns out, yeah, they didn't.
Let me just interject. I'm sorry. I just have to do a little bit of business just for a second. At this point in the evening, the projected winner of the Iowa caucuses has just started giving his victory speech. We will keep an eye on that as it happens. We will let you know if there's any news made in that speech, if there's anything noteworthy, something substantive and important. The reason I'm saying this is of course, there is a reason that we and other news organizations have generally stopped giving an unfiltered live platform to remarks by former President Trump. It is not out of spite. It is not a decision that we relish. It is a decision that we regularly revisit. And honestly, earnestly, it is not an easy decision. But there is a cost to us as a news organization of knowingly broadcasting untrue things. That is a fundamental truth of our business and who
we are. Stop. All right. Well, you know, I played that for a couple of reasons. Number one, to demonstrate the notion that, you know, there's this good censorship, right? It's the good censorship. You know, if people don't want you to hear what Biden or John Kerry or, you know, maybe Kamala Harris. You know, nobody would not broadcast Kamala Harris because it just there's just too much in there to work with when she goes out and she makes a speech. So we would never, ever suppress what Kamala Harris is saying because it's just the material is too wonderful. But certainly the good kind of censorship, my friends, and you've got MSNBC looking out for you. How does that make you feel? Does it give you the warm fuzzies that they love me so much that they're going to keep from my ears the possible words that may come from Donald Trump? And honestly, I know I'm just kind of being a little funny and strange here, but this is a very serious thing. You know, they're not going to... They are not going to broadcast untrue things. Okay, well, it's, you know, and first hour, I mentioned this, and I think it bears repeating. What about Russia, Russia, Russia? What about stuff like that? You know, it really just boggles my mind that she would say such a thing. But, you know, I totally get it. I totally understand it. This is all within the messaging of where the Democrat Party elite and those that carry the water for this stuff, this is where they're all coming from. They truly believe that they are doing you a favor, that they have this thing, you know, figured out, and they're going to save you. They're not only going to save your ears, but Joe Biden's also going to save democracy. Isn't that something? And, you know, boy, we all ought to just kind of really sleep at night and say, boy, we feel really good. Because they're watchers on the wall. They're looking out for us. And they're making sure that we don't hear stuff that we shouldn't hear. That's America, folks. All right, stay right there. Caller, you hold on. We'll talk to you right after the break. We've got a lot more to do on the program this morning, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
It's obvious the unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Yeah, we know the thing, and we understand the thing too. And we talk about the thing, and we clarify the thing, and we bring the thing. That's what we do. Right here on the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. You can also go to kylewarrenshow.com. We got also social media links there as well. If you'd like to join me on Facebook or on X, formerly known as Twitter. Well, as promised, we're opening up the telephone lines here in this first half of the hour here. We've got Timmy in Oklahoma. I'm glad to hear from you again, Timmy. Welcome back to the program.
Hey, Kyle. I'm laughing over here. That woman on that Levin calls her MSLSD show, and then she wonders why they call her Rachel Mad Cow. You know, whatever.
Right.
Jesus.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
I'm gonna listen to you.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. All right. Timmy in Oklahoma. We appreciate Timmy very much. And yeah, it really is something. I mean, can you imagine? I think CNN has done something similar with this. But honestly, one of the hallmarks of journalism, right, is a lot of times to not be the editorial filter. A lot of times you're saying this is the event that's happening. And we're bringing it to you, so because it is a significant news event. So it is really something, because let's just say, you know, Fox News or another network simply said, well, we have determined that this candidate A is untruthful. Therefore, we're not going to broadcast literally virtually anything they ever say. That just is in the tank. That's what it is. It's just being in the tank for something. And it goes beyond the idea of being a reporter, of being a journalist. Now, obviously, they're activist journalists, and there's always that occurring. But generally speaking, to then try to make it look to you like, oh, boy, I'm so happy they're doing such a favor to me on this that I don't have to worry. I don't have to filter it out. I certainly don't have to educate myself on things. I don't have to check out whether candidate A or candidate B is telling me the right thing. My goodness gracious me, this is exactly the foundational structure of being an independent thinker, of being a grown-up. I mean, talk about having the adults in the room. One of the things that we're supposed to do is we have to be able to discern things. But see, I think this is exactly where this problem erupts for people like Rachel Maddow and MSNBC, the ilk of that, right? And that is, well, what if people actually do listen to the forbidden words? What if they listen to the forbidden content? What if they check things out for themselves? What if they come to a conclusion based on that hearing of the forbidden words? You know, all hell could break loose, evidently. So we have to make sure. I mean, how many Star Trek episodes or how many things that we, you know, science fiction or whatever that always deals with the, we're not telling the people everything. We've stagnated them into this weird culture. And what happens? Our heroes come along, right? Captain Kirk, Mr. Spock, and Dr. McCoy come along and go, this is not supposed to be this way. You know, Mr. Spock, this is not supposed to be this way. Yeah, this, and then they have to, you know, short circuit the computer that's controlling everything or something, and then they set the people on the planet back onto a normal mode of society. Yeah, that's, you know, yeah, I know it probably violates the Prime Directive, but you know, there are reasons why they did that. All right, well, I don't know if I can transition this with the Prime Directive or not. But Hunter Biden's gun pouch had cocaine residue on it, according to prosecutors. This from Fox News. Federal prosecutors say a brown leather pouch used by Hunter Biden to store a gun had cocaine on it. On Tuesday, prosecutors asked a judge to reject President Biden's son Hunter's efforts to dismiss a gun charge because investigators found cocaine residue on the pouch used to hold his gun. Prosecutors told the judge that the strength of the evidence against him is overwhelming, rejecting Hunter Biden's claims that he was being singled out for political reasons. Hunter Biden previously made incriminating statements about his drug use on a 2021 memoir, but now investigators are saying the cocaine was found on the gun pouch after it was pulled from a state police vault last year. A chemist with the FBI determined the residue was cocaine, prosecutors said. So this is getting weirder, isn't it? To be clear, investigators literally found drugs on the pouch where the defendant had kept his gun. The president's son pleaded not guilty, be clear about that, not guilty to federal gun charges in U.S. District Court for the District of Delaware in October, which accused him of lying about using drugs in October 2018 on a gun purchase form. And by the way, Hunter Biden's lawyers had made the argument that he was protected by the Second Amendment. Isn't that special? Hunter Biden's not protected from gun charges by the Second Amendment, according to the DOJ. This from Reuters. We mentioned this a little bit earlier in the show, too. President Joe Biden's son Hunter posed a threat to public safety and cannot rely on his constitutional right to a firearm to avoid prosecution for federal gun charges, the U.S. Department of Justice said in a court filing on Tuesday. Hunter Biden's legal team has misinterpreted the U.S. Supreme Court guidance by arguing there is no historical precedent for preventing people with a history of substance abuse from possessing guns, the DOJ said. Anglo-American law has long recognized that the government may disarm those who, by their conduct or characteristics, present an increased risk to public safety if they possess firearms, the DOJ said in a court filing in Delaware. And, of course, Hunter Biden has, again, denied these charges. But his attorney, Abby Lowell, asked a federal judge to dismiss the case in December, arguing that the law used to charge Hunter Biden was likely unconstitutional. Okay, well, you know, and we're, you know, we talk about the Second Amendment here on the program. Obviously, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's under attack in an incremental, and sometimes, I mean, if they could do it in one fell swoop, they would. But obviously, the incremental steps are what are very concerning right now. Just a little bit here, a little bit more, a little bit more. Hey, you know, we need some common sense gun laws. Are you tired of hearing that yet? Again, it's the wordsmithing that goes along from the left. The wordsmithing is the most important thing to them. You know, hey, we're just looking for common sense gun laws. It loads it up. The idea that, well, if you are critical then of any proposal that chops away at the Second Amendment as understood and as framed and as written in the Constitution and as interpreted, then you know what? You're against common sense, right? It's exactly the same kind of thing that we're hearing now, because the message from the Biden campaign, the left, and the people on TV and all this stuff is this notion that if you are not enthusiastically wanting Joe Biden to win a second term or, you know, vote for Joe Biden, then you are against or that you're somehow for tearing down democracy. You don't want them to fight for democracy. You don't want them to save democracy, because they have now positioned themselves as the sole interpreters and the sole protectors and the sole policymakers of our, quote, democracy. And, of course, we're a constitutional republic. We understand that. And they use the term democracy in a colloquial fashion. But by doing so, they simply try to trigger this notion. We are the only ones who care about American democracy. And if you don't support us, you must be anti-democracy. You must be one of those people who's trying to create the grand authoritarian structure that will happen if President Trump is elected president. Now, you tell me, now again, there are checks and balances in our system. It's built in for that. That's why, you know, you come along, hey, I'm FDR. Guess what I want to do? I want to pack the court because I'm not happy with the way things are going. And so the checks and balances kick in. You can't pack the court like that. But I want to. Nope, sorry, checks and balances. You know, these are the things that are built into our system. Our system isn't designed to be a dictatorship. Oh, but Trump said he'd be a dictator on day one. Yeah, he was talking about issuing executive orders and he was trying to make a funny, right? People on the left. It was of this thing called humor. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. We'll be talking with Patrick Hyland. He's the insurance quarterback and host of the Sports Zone. Stay right there. Wednesday morning edition continues on.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Donald Trump had no problem winning the Iowa Republican caucuses Monday night, more than doubling the 24% support he received in 2016. Caucus-goers ventured out in sub-zero temperatures and blowing snow to deliver the victory for the former president. His win? The largest for a contested presidential caucus in Iowa in decades. Raymond Arroyo of Fox News said that he talked to several Iowans who told him this.
Most of them told me, though, they are voting for the Trump record. Yeah. What he gave them before that they want back again.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis edged out former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley for second place. State roads managers reminding drivers it's best to stay cautious as this week's nationwide Arctic blast will lead to more slick roads in many places Wednesday.
There is a chance of some slight refreezing, so we're going to be cognizant of that as well.
Charlie Gishler is with the Maryland State Highway Administration. This is USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through the Wednesday edition of the program. This is a great bumper song, by the way, too. Our Love's in Jeopardy. Remember the Weird Al version of this? I Lost on Jeopardy. That was pretty cool. That was a few years ago. And I'll let you in on a little secret. My dad... way back in the early 80s, he was on Jeopardy. We got to go up and we got to go to a taping of Jeopardy that day. And he came in second, but he did a great job. And I always remember that's a great memory that I have. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to the telephone lines because we have Patrick Hyland. He is the insurance quarterback and he's host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station. And you can hear him every Sunday morning, 11 a.m., 12 p.m. Eastern time, again right here on AM 860. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal. Good to talk with you as always. A lot of things happening in the college and pro football world as far as the coaches are concerned. Jim Harbaugh. He's been interviewing with the Chargers, now the Falcons. I'm curious to see where he's going to end up now that he's won the national championship in college football. I'm sure he'd like to win a Super Bowl. He had a shot with the 49ers, but lost to his brother over 10 years ago there with the Baltimore Ravens. And it's possible the Ravens and 49ers could be playing in the Super Bowl this year, too. So how ironic is that?
Indeed, Indeed. And the Super Bowl's not that far away. What is it, like the February 11th or something? Yeah.
Yeah, February the 11th. It'll be there in Vegas, not too far from you, sir. It should be a wild, exciting couple of weeks, the way they'll do it in Vegas. Be a lot of fun for everybody to have a good time and enjoy the Super Bowl. Hopefully we'll get a good gig. You know, sometimes the two-week layoff can throw one team off and it turns into a blowout. And then other times you get a great football game and enjoy the start to the finish.
Well, that's right. And of course, you know, our listeners on KDON 101.5, the Talk of Las Vegas, hopefully we'll hear some from them, too, during Super Bowl week and see what they think. And, yeah, it's going to be a pretty exciting time in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, that's the cool thing about Las Vegas. I mean, it's just a change from a desert town to a real big city. And they've done a lot of great things there just to build the place up. Everybody thinks it's just a gambling mecca. That's just a part of the Vegas experience. You know, they have a lot of fun shows, a lot of fun entertainment. Just a pretty city also. Driving in and out of that city when it's lit up is really a cool experience. Mm-hmm. Anybody will enjoy. And then Grand Canyon's not too far away. It's just a nice part of our great country. Question for you, Cal. Talk and see what the audience thinks, too. If you're Jim Harbaugh, you know, do you stay at Michigan? Do you put another 10, 12 years in and get another national championship or two and go down as one of the great college football coaches at your alma mater and, you know, build a statue of Jim Harbaugh outside the stadium? Or do you chase that elusive Super Bowl ring because that would be kind of a neat thing to have a college national championship and a Super Bowl ring? What's your thoughts about that, Cal?
Well, you know, sometimes you go big or you go home, I guess. You know, having that kind of sort of double whammy would be an amazing thing historically and certainly for your legacy. I guess it just kind of all depends. But, yeah, I don't know. Having a success in those two different realms would probably be pretty cool. But at the same time, if it's your alma mater and everything, and you know, you might, as you said, you might get a statue, you might get a building named after you or something, it might be pretty cool.
There you go. Yeah, it is a dilemma. You know, everybody has their own thoughts on it. You know, Bobby Bowden played in college football his whole career with Florida State. Bear Bryant played in college football his entire coaching career, mostly with Alabama. And it's a kind of neat story. Joe Day has his own personality, his own thoughts, and see what's going to happen. The Bucks, boy, they pulled it off Monday night, Cal, to put it on the Philadelphia Eagles. What a game. People in Tampa Bay loved it. And now today, Coach Seriano is going to meet with the owner, Lurie. So we're going to see if he's still going to be the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles later on today or not. I'm real curious to see what happens there. I mean, they went from 10-1 at one time, Cal, all the way down to, you know, 11-6. Not a good, stellar performance there at the end. Seems like he's lost the locker room, and a lot of things are not going well there. I did think it was a funny interview. I hope some other people saw it. If they didn't, I hope they find it humorous also, Cal. When they asked Jalen Hurts, the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, would you like Coach Seriano to be back next year? He goes, I didn't know he was going anywhere. So it was kind of a funny comment, you know. And, well, that's kind of, you know, at least Jalen wants him to hang around or stick by him. You know, most players realize the coach can help you get over the hump, but when you get on a losing streak like that, you have to look in the mirror and say, what are we not doing right here? And make it happen. And, a little sideline to that story, Travis Kelce's brother is the center for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he is going to retire. He's 36, man. That's 14 years in the trenches in the National Football League. I'm sure he's beat up pretty good. He needs to get away from it. What a great center he was. You know, and his brother Travis, great tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Chiefs are still plugging along, trying to get back to the Super Bowl, see if they can go back-to-back. They'll take on the Buffalo Bills. And Josh Allen, who played great Monday night against Pittsburgh, you know, he's never beaten the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. There's three times the charm. Did Buffalo get over the hump and get to play in the AFC Championship game this year? Well, we're going to find out. And I'm looking forward to that game. I think that's going to be a good one. And I hope the weather's decent and we get a good offensive showing, Kyle. That'll be a lot of fun.
Indeed.
Well, a little note out in your neck of the woods, the Clippers, the Intuit Dome, they're going to have the 75th All-Star game. That's a pretty new building and place for all the Clippers out there. So good for them. I'm glad to see these professional teams get new stadiums for their fans. I'd love to see the NFL really start, you know, doing more of that and making them domes all across the country for the benefit of the fans, not letting the weather dictate the game. I think that'd be wonderful for everybody. So back to the coaching, Kyle Tomlin, Coach Tomlin of the Steelers, you know, had a tough game against Buffalo. They fought hard this whole year, and they found a way to get to the playoffs with a team that is really just trying to find themselves. So congrats to Coach Tomlin, and looks like he's going to be back for another year. There's speculation that he was going to leave. So that's pretty good for Steeler Nation up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll now talk Friday about the playoff picture. Saturday and Sunday are going to be some great games, and like we talked about earlier, Super Bowl, can't wait to see what happens there. And what else I'd like to talk about, Cal, is, you know, how I help out people every day with their financial or insurance needs, or if they have any Medicare or Social Security questions. You know, please give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Let's get together. Let's plan a future for you. Just like a team plan, a game plan. You need to have a game plan for your financial future and your retirement. And I believe I can be of assistance to you there. I'll let you make the decision. Let's meet. You have nothing to lose. Get together for 30, 45 minutes and do a deep dive into your situation and see if I can be of help and make things better for you. And if you're in a good position, I will tell you that also, and then we'll reconvene at a later date, because that's the right thing to do for people, Kyle. I love being on your show, kid. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
A lot of fun. A lot of people saying good things. You know, you keep getting better every week, man.
Well, thank you.
Seriously, well, it takes time for anybody, you know, to get traction and get noticed and make it happen. And you're doing it. So.
Wow. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Say hi to my friend Brandon Rimes.
I sure will.
The show next. A great real estate guy. Helps out a lot of people here in the Tampa Bay area also. So, again, if I can be of help to anybody, my name's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. Talk to you Friday, Cal. God bless.
God bless. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you for the kind words. I'm telling you, this really means a lot to me. Very, very much. Thanks again, Patrick. All right, folks, we are coming right back. The Wednesday edition continues. We are rolling, and we're going to keep on rolling. And we're coming right back after this short break. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. We continue to race through the Wednesday edition. And William in Denver, thank you so much for your direct message. And I appreciate it very much. And yes, I think the sometimes you're hearing something there on delay, and we are working on that. And but I appreciate the message very much. Thank you for sending it in. And always glad to hear from you. And folks, once again, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to opine, or if you'd like to send me a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there. But right now, we got a real treat. We got our good friend Brandon Rimes. He is the consumer quarterback, and he's host of the Consumer Quarterback Show right here on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station. And you can hear him from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Again, right here on AM 860. And Brandon, we had a great time talking with your associate, Michelle Geske, last week here on the program, and we're glad to have you back.
Yeah, she's great, man. She does a wonderful job for her clients. Everybody loves her, and a military veteran, and just a great realtor. Does a great job.
Oh, yeah, but very informative, and so I was really glad to get a chance to talk with her. And but you're doing well, and we've got a lot to talk about, obviously. But I'd like to ask you just real quick first, what did you think about the Iowa caucus results, and where do you think we go from here?
Yeah, I was really excited. I was happy to see Trump with his landslide victory, and I think that DeSantis and Haley, they need to get out of the race, and we need to coalesce behind the King Donald Trump. He's the best. He's the best by far. He's the best president in recent memory, and he is the man. And we have to get behind him and get this deep state out of office. We got to get rid of the deep state and get our country back to normal, normalcy.
Well, indeed, I think that the decisiveness of the Iowa caucuses really kind of upends the whole primary process at this point. It's really not a traditional primary anymore almost by any stretch. And we'll see. This may be the start of something big here.
Yeah, hopefully so. There's a lot of dark money and Democrat money running through Haley, though. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But I think the people have spoken, and the people will speak for Donald J. Trump.
Well, you know, one of the things we talk about as well during our segments, obviously, is the real estate market. You're also an expert on these scams that come out. As a matter of fact, before we talk about real estate, I actually got a scam message. There's this thing, I guess it's been going on for a while, but evidently it's resurging. Someone will send you a picture of a hand holding a wine bottle, and it's from an anonymous number. They're expecting you to like go, no, you got the wrong number, and try to strike up some kind of conversation with you. Have you heard about this particular scam? It's just all of a sudden you get this picture and you think that, oh, this must be somebody that knows me, and they're sending me this picture, and then they try to start conversing with you.
Right. No, I have not seen that one personally, but yeah, I could see, there's so many different scams out there. And so how did that one end up?
I deleted it. Yeah, blocking it and deleting his junk, you know. I looked it up, and this is a legit thing that a lot of people are getting the same kind of thing. But you know, when it comes to interest rates, there's always this crystal ball. Are there going to be a lot of cuts this year? Will they find a reason not to cut it because they'll say something else is happening? But all this affects our real estate market all over the place, no matter where you are.
Yeah, it really does, and it's a challenge because we don't know what we don't know, and we can't plan and coordinate the way that we would like to. So it is challenging. I was just reading an article too by the chief economist for NAR, the Realtor Association, and he was saying that a lot of the commercial loans that were in trouble had been granted credit lines from the Fed, directly from the Fed, and they will need to extend those because a lot of them are coming due. And as we spoke before, Kyle, there's a potential bubble in the commercial side of real estate, not residential, but the commercial side. And what he was saying is that the Fed would need to aggressively cut rates more than the two or three, the three that they had projected in order to keep from having more Silicon Valley Bank collapse type, scenarios run out in the commercial space. So that's interesting that you say that. So nobody knows. We don't know what they're going to do. All I know is they're not very good at doing what they are supposed to do.
Well, exactly right. Well, I saw something in Newsweek earlier today, too, saying that foreclosures last year ticked up, basically. It's not at alarm levels, essentially, as it had been in other times. But the author of the article is sort of giving this caveat about, well, you know, unemployment can affect whether or not you have foreclosures or at least notices of default. And of course, the interest rates, you know, if they don't, people start losing equity in their houses, that's also a bad thing. And we don't want people to start losing their houses because of the economy.
Right. Yeah. There's multifaceted there. And ultimately, if people aren't earning the proper income, which a lot of people are underemployed, not even just unemployed, but just making less money or getting less hours than they were in the past. So they're underemployed. And this is a big, when you think about the economy and you think about economics and the way that this bill pie, this big pie breaks down and kind of comes together, think about the open border. You know, those people are going to find a job somewhere. So we're driving down wages. We got a wide open border, bringing all the crime and fentanyl and trafficking and human trafficking. But it's also driving down wages. And ultimately, the challenge there is underemployment. Foreclosures could tick up. You could also see World War III break out any minute.
Right.
I was watching a podcast with Tucker Carlson, and he was interviewing Dennis Quaid, who's doing movies on EMP, doing movies on losing the power grid. And he's saying it's actually real life, that's 100% chance that something will happen there. It's just a matter of when. So there's a lot of threats. There's a lot of things to be cognizant of. And it's like, how do you prepare, you know, for all these different scenarios? And unfortunately, the elites and the elite class, they're inside on it. They have the know on the inside.
Well, yeah, a lot of people do expect, you know, in the sense that it just feels there's a weird feeling out there that, you know, you could have a black swan event, especially because it's an election year, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why, you know, I've got my satellite phone. I've got, you know, certain precautions that I've taken. The one that really scares me is the EMP attack, because they were saying it happens at a high altitude in the atmosphere, and you don't. And a lot of times it's like, okay, well, who do you retaliate against? We don't even know who did it, but it knocks out all your electronics, so you're basically going back to the 1918 or 1800s. You know, no electric, no power, no water, and so anyways,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's always interesting to talk about this, but.
Yeah, no kidding. No, it would be devastating. We are so reliant, not just on our phones and so forth, but obviously computers run everything, there's some aspect of every single part of our lives that's driven by a computer somewhere, whether it's in a server rack somewhere, you know, that's just doing its thing. Much less the fact that, yeah, you need your phone to communicate. And if you took away all the numbers, you'd never talk to anybody again.
90% of the people would pass away within 1 year.
That is chilling, to say the least. Well, I tell you what, Brandon, tell everybody how they can find you.
Yeah, we didn't really talk too much real estate today, guys, but that's what we do on a daily basis. We're here to help you on the real estate nationwide, worldwide. Keller Williams Realty, and I'm Brandon Rimes. So you can reach me at 813-917-1894, online at consumerqb.com. My show is called The Consumer Quarterback Show, consumerqb.com, and direct dial 813-917-1894. And I'm Brandon Rimes. Thanks a lot, Kyle.
Hey, thank you, Brandon. Always a pleasure, and we look forward to talking with you again next week. You take care, and have a great rest of the week.
Hey, likewise, buddy. Take care now.
Thanks again. Bye. All right, Brandon Rimes, everybody, the Consumer Quarterback. You can hear him right here on AM 860, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Definitely tune him in. And, folks, thank you for tuning in to this show this morning. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and my great pleasure to be with you. And I hope that you have a chance now to go out there and make it a great day. And we're going to see you right back here tomorrow morning, bright and early. Take care out there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.